Now, the UN Special Envoy has arrived in the Syrian capital for talks with the government to finalize a ceasefire plan in the northern city of Aleppo. A member of the delegation says Staffan de Mistura's visit is aimed at promoting a plan for a temporary truce in Aleppo in order to move aid into the city. De Mistura has been working since October to negotiate local ceasefires or freeze zones in the contested areas, starting with Aleppo. He's met with both government officials and opposition chiefs in recent weeks to discuss the plan. Last week, the envoys said the government had shown willingness to suspend aerial bombardments of terrorist positions in Aleppo for a six-week period. Under the plan, militants would be asked to suspend rocket and mortar fire there during the freeze. Let's talk to Press News' Mohammed Ali, our correspondent in Damascus, for more on this. Mohammed, just how much would a ceasefire work out when Syria is dealing with what the world is seeing as insane terrorists?
Well, here we're speaking about a ceasefire between two sides. Only brigades that are affiliated to the so-called Free Syrian Army, which obviously, according to human rights organizations, also committed crimes against humanity at the end of the day, massacres, and of course with the Syrian government troops. So let's make it clear, this ceasefire does not include extremists or Takfiri and terrorist organizations like Qaeda linked one. However, we know that Mr. de Mistura arrived today, yesterday actually, in Damascus, met with the Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Muallim. They discussed developments of this proposed plan. It's a six-week ceasefire where all, of course, the sides included in this ceasefire would maintain positions. However, ceasefire, the Syrian government, according to Mr. de Mistura, made it clear, expressed its readiness to suspend military operations in Aleppo for 6 weeks. We still don't know the recent position or stance by the militants of the so-called FSA in Aleppo. However, the last statement that they issued a couple of weeks ago, they said that they will not agree on any kind of similar plan proposed by Mr. de Mistura. So Mr. de Mistura, it seems, has a lot of efforts to exert regarding convincing those armed groups inside the city of Aleppo in his plan. Also, according to an official source here in the capital, Damascus, the Syrian government agreed, along with Mr. de Mistura, to send, to have Mr. de Mistura's Damascus-based team to head to Aleppo city to perhaps evaluate the situation and maybe try to convince those armed groups inside the city to be convinced and implement this ceasefire. We have to also note that this ceasefire only includes the city of Aleppo, not the countryside of Aleppo. So we still actually have to wait to see what de Mistura can do with regards to convincing those armed groups in implementing a peace plan over there.
And we'll hear that such ceasefires want to be implemented in several cities. Now, if the ceasefire fails to be implemented in Aleppo, just how likely would this idea be followed in other cities?
Well, we know that the Syrian government made it clear several times that it is willing to cooperate with Mr. de Mistura and any kind of genuine initiative that would end up in a peaceful plan, perhaps, even speaking temporarily or for all time across Syrian soil. We know that the Syrian government is ready for that. However, militants, once again, just like this time in Aleppo, are not serious in implementing any peaceful plan. They're not interested in any kind of peaceful solution for the Syrian unrest. So there's not a lot of hope. However, the Syrian government is doing what it can to make it clear to the entire international community that it wants a peaceful solution and it is convinced that only a peaceful solution would end the unrest. However, we have to point out that there are many external sides affecting the Syrian situation, fueling the unrest, like countries like Turkey, Western countries, providing those armed groups with more weapons that fuel the unrest in the end and does not contribute actually to a peaceful solution.
Press News' Mohammed Ali reporting from Damascus. Thanks, Mohammed.